Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today is a good day if you are big in Bitcoin. Maybe not as much if you are heavily invested in the altcoins, but really interesting day and some really interesting news as far as things go with Bitcoin hitting a brand new all-time high within the past 12 hours or so. So it's been pretty incredible to see. I woke up this morning on the East Coast in the U.S., woke up this morning, saw Bitcoin was over $5,000 in Blockfolio, was pretty excited, pretty impressed by that. This is something that I've been talking about for the past week or so about when, if and when we can really kind of bump through that $5,000 mark, break through the previous all-time highs, and I think we'd have a lot of momentum going forward. So it's really interesting to see that, and I'll talk specifically about kind of how and when that happened. And then in addition to that, I want to talk about just looking at these altcoins today, how you could potentially play things in the future, just to talk through maybe a few different strategies that might work out well for you if you're looking to go altcoin shopping on a day like today. Now, if you are new to the channel, my name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. I do daily recorded videos on the subject of obviously cryptocurrency, try to bring things to you in the most honest, straightforward way possible to help you avoid some of the craziness that goes on elsewhere. So, getting into it today, like I said, when I woke up this morning, flipped open Blockfolio, saw Bitcoin was above 5,000. It was at that point in time about above $5,100. These are the 4-hour charts here, but Bitcoin was, as we look in the past, really the past 12 hours, was kind of hovering in that $4,800 mark. Had previously failed 2 days ago to break above the all-time highs of about $4,950, and I was seeing a lot of people talking online about if and when that, if and when Bitcoin is to break above the previous all-time highs, we're in for a little bit of a run above that, just due to excitement and due to people really having a number of orders, kind of stop limit buy orders above the all-time high. So when that all-time high breaks, that they would purchase those all-time. So like, let's say for example, I was hearing a lot of people talk about this strategy of having basically buy orders set if the price of Bitcoin went over $4,975, because that was over the all-time high. And at that point in time, the second that number gets passed, they put out a market buy order, and then they would ride that wave up. And that was turns out to be a pretty successful strategy, even if it was just a short-term trade. You're buying in at 49, maybe you didn't ride that wave all the way through. You bought in a little bit higher than you potentially needed to if you could have bought in the 4,800 mark. But at the same point in time, you basically guaranteed yourself a win if you traded up to this point in time, because you bought below $5,000, over $5,200 right now. And there were a lot of people, it looked like, that had that type of strategy in place, which is in some cases what drove up some of the volume and pushed the price up nicely. So right now, for me personally, when I'm looking at, when I'm looking at what's going on with Bitcoin, I think there's still going to be a lot of excitement around this. I mean, there might be a short-term sell-off. There might be some people that take a little bit of profits from here, and maybe we see this number, go back to closer to the $5,000 mark. I don't necessarily know one way or another here, and anybody who wants to predict that, good on you, but it is what it is, because you're just guessing about the future. But with that being said, what I am kind of looking at right now is some of the press that's going to come in regards to Bitcoin breaking its all-time highs, because usually there's a few hour delays on that, but you're going to start seeing it. Like I was saying the other day before, you're going to start seeing it in CNBC. You're going to start seeing it more in Bloomberg. You're going to start seeing it in Business Insider, all these places. And now that it's above this psychological barrier of $5,000, I think it's going to continue to just drive the hype cycle more and more and more. So it'll be interesting to see how that potentially reflects in the price. Could we see a little bit of a pullback here? Potentially. Am I pulling anything of mine out? Absolutely not. I think there's still a lot of room to run, and I'm still pretty confident moving forward. So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how Bitcoin can continue to develop. Now, outside of just the hype cycle and things, I mean, a couple different things just from a Bitcoin specific perspective that you're probably going to want to keep an eye on is what's happening with this fork. You have SegWit 2x. Is that going to happen? What's going to happen with that? How is that going to impact the price? Is that just going to be a non-factor? Are you going to be getting free money like Bitcoin Cash? And then that just kind of goes and does its own thing. What's going to happen with Bitcoin Gold? There's a lot of different things from a fork perspective, both with, I think SegWit 2x is really the bigger deal, quite frankly. Bitcoin Gold seems like maybe you're just going to get a little bit of free money, but they're not really trying to disrupt perhaps what happens, or there's not really a chance that Bitcoin Gold is going to disrupt what happens with Bitcoin. I would definitely keep an eye on the whole SegWit 2x drama, though, because there are a lot of, I mean, if you are on Twitter, or on Reddit, or on any of these websites, like, people are freaking out and going just absolutely nuts at each other. If you're in the No2x camp, all these businesses are just getting, like, Coinbase is getting a ton of backlash. Zappo is getting a ton of backlash. Shapeshift is just getting, they're all just getting crushed by these No2x people with different types of backlash. So I would keep an eye on what that contention can potentially do to impact the price, or what that ends up happening with Bitcoin. So I would definitely keep a finger on the pulse there, and I'm going to, I mean, any updates that I see happening, I'll definitely make videos on and I'll talk about further. But I mean, that's something that you certainly want to keep an eye on, is kind of what the deal is with that. Now, outside of Bitcoin, and right now it really leading the market and sucking some of that, sucking some of that oxygen out of the rest of the market. If we're taking a look at, so if we're taking a look at CoinMarketCap, this is on a US, this is pricing obviously on a US dollar percentage. So, Bitcoin is up close to 9% in comparison to fiat. Ethereum is up about 2%. And Litecoin is actually up nicely about 7%, kind of following, not fully keeping pace with Bitcoin's movements, but following pretty nicely. And for the most part, it's a little bit up and down in terms of the market for if things are keeping pace with Bitcoin right now, or if they're not able to. With that being said, what you want to do too, I know a lot of people that watch this are pretty big into the altcoins, because in a lot of cases you're looking for the next big profit. And while Bitcoin might be nice up 9% today, maybe that's you're looking for the 90% or the 900%, whatever it might be. The big thing you want to look at too is when you are trading or when you're investing, it's can you actually keep pace with the growth of Bitcoin long term? And the simple way to do that is just, on Bittrex right now. And granted, these are 24-hour changes, so it's not that accurate. It's just simply within the past 24 hours. But if you're simply looking on Bittrex at these numbers here, let's say we're looking at Bitcoin to Neo. You would have been better off. I know a lot of people have Neo and a lot of people really like Neo. You would have been better off in the past 24 hours holding Bitcoin rather than you would have been holding Neo. Or alternatively, if you're holding Bitcoin right now, you can buy Neo at a 12.5% discount to what you could have bought that for yesterday. So depending upon kind of your investment strategy and where things are, you can in a lot of cases look at this as a, for some of these cryptocurrencies, granted, some of these are pretty damn random, and I don't even know, what the hell is Einsteinium? I have no idea. But outside of that, when you're looking at this, you can look at these opportunities like a Lisk or a 10X or a Stratus. You can look at these opportunities and say, okay, this might be a day where, maybe Bitcoin is going to continue to run. Maybe it's not. But if you're looking to potentially dollar cost average and lower or something of that nature, that's a decent, that might be a decent opportunity for you to do so. For me personally, I think that, while it's always good to buy on the red days, I think that Bitcoin might continue to suck up money out of the altcoins for the near term future. I mean, as I'm recording this and as we're watching this right now in these charts, Bitcoin is literally hitting brand new all-time highs basically at the minute. I mean, I'll pop open a 5-minute charts here, but Bitcoin just almost hit $5,250, which is pretty damn crazy to even think about how much that is when we were talking back in August and July. I mean, there were specific points where Bitcoin was below or almost at $3,000, below $3,000. So to think about things doubling since then, pretty incredible. But when I'm looking at a lot of these cryptocurrencies, I'm thinking about, getting just more heavily weighted into Bitcoin rather than some of these altcoins, because of the uncertainty around the fork, and I feel like more people are just going to start pouring money into Bitcoin and pouring money into Bitcoin. How long that lasts, I have no idea. Will that last? I don't know. Will we see an altcoin run? Potentially. But as you guys know, I, from my perspective, if we pop open to, you know, pop open to Twitter here, I talked a little bit about this, but in a previous video where I, you know, I talked about taking a little bit of profits on OMG, on Civic, on Chainlink, and then redeploying that into Bitcoin. The initial tweet here was back on the 9th, so 3 days ago at about 9:50. I jumped the gun on that by about 24 hours. If that was about 24 hours afterwards, if that was on the 10th or the 11th, that would have been like the perfect. That would have been selling the absolute top and moving into, you know, to Bitcoin right before that jump up. But I made it a little bit early. I anticipated this movement. I thought this movement was coming, but I was early. And when you're early, it's in a lot of cases just as bad as being late. So, but for me, that was a really good learning experience. You can see here too, you know, when I make specific moves, I'll talk about it and I'll, you know, talk to you guys about what I did and maybe why I was right or why I was wrong. And this is something where, yeah, you know, I jumped the gun a little bit, and it's for the most part, it's working out fine now. I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm you know, pleased with what ended up happening. And I just got a little bit less exposure in the altcoins, which I really do like OMG. I really do like Civic. I like Chainlink. OMG, you know, I've held since July. Civic since the ICO, Chainlink basically since right after the ICO on Ether Delta. So I'm a big fan of all three and still hold, you know, a vast majority of that. But I think that, I mean, as far as it goes, Bitcoin might have a really, really nice run and lead everything else for the time being. And as we're, you know, as we're seeing it now, it's continuing to do so literally as this goes on, which is pretty crazy and pretty nice timing to be able to talk to you guys almost live about how this is running and how this is moving. So as I continue to see this, as I continue to see this happening, I am going to continue to look at the opportunities that Bitcoin might present and how it could lead the market in this, you know, in this scenario. One other thing too that's interesting is I previously talked a little bit about Ethereum potentially outperforming Bitcoin over the month of October, November. As of now, that's been completely wrong. Ethereum has pretty much stayed, not necessarily stayed stagnant, but it's been in this 300 range or so. And Bitcoin has really outperformed Ethereum quite a bit. It'll be interesting to see with those technological, you know, with the Metropolis update and some of the things around that, if Ethereum can kind of get its legs back underneath it and get the ratio back going in its favor. But as of now too, you know, in the interest of always being upfront and talking to you guys about what I'm thinking and how I'm reacting to things. I previously talked about Ethereum potentially outperforming Bitcoin. So far, since I made that video, it's been the exact opposite. So it's been kind of funny to watch. But outside of that, guys, I would definitely keep an eye on, for me personally, I'm keeping an eye on Bitcoin. I'm keeping an eye on how the altcoins react. Are the altcoins basically going to kind of perform equally or somewhat hold their ground, maybe be able to at least maintain the ratio while Bitcoin goes up? Are the altcoins going to outperform Bitcoin, which I don't think is going to happen, or are they going to lag behind Bitcoin, which I think is likely going to happen? And if they lag behind Bitcoin, what does that mean for you? Are you really, really heavy in altcoins and you're going to be missing out on profits if you're not in Bitcoin? Or alternatively, are you heavy in, you know, are you heavy in Bitcoin and you are maybe looking at some good buying opportunities for some cheap altcoins? Definitely something to keep an eye on. Guys, outside of that, like I said, if you are new to the channel, definitely hit that subscribe button. I would really appreciate that. It's always awesome to talk to you guys on a daily basis. Have some really good videos coming up for you in the near term as well. An interview with a company that I am working with and really excited about working with. So that'll be on deck there soon. So really just as far as you guys know, I'm continuing to work to just try to provide as timely and as open of content as humanly possible for you. So it's been fantastic to speak with you today. If you've been, you know, buying Bitcoin, if you've been holding Bitcoin, congratulations, because this is an awesome day in the marketplace for me, hopefully for you as well. It is Rob from Crypto Bobby Guest. Thank you so much for your time today. I hope you have a good one. Peace.